is compared to the growth of a creeper, devotional creeper, which produces the fruit of love of God. Just like if you want to grow any plant, one has to be very attentive to see it is not over flooded with water, because it will rot. It should not starve for water, because it will dry. Or one should not grow the plant without putting a fence, because without the fence it will be eaten by the goats, or it will be smashed by elephants. Similarly, one should also take care that the plant does not become choked because of weeds and other grasses growing in the vicinity of the plant, taking away all the water and starving the plant. And sometimes there is an overgrowth of thorny bushes around the main plant which you want to grow. So in this way, there are so many dangers for a plant which is growing. Sometimes the sun is too hot, the plant may be scorched. And if there is no sunlight, the plant cannot grow either. Similarly, in the path of spiritual life, according to our position in spiritual life, there are vidhis and nishedas given. Prescriptions and proscriptions, it is said. Or prescriptions and prohibitions. They are given. And according to one's status in spiritual life, those have to be followed. As given by superiors, by acharyas. At a certain stage, certain things are do's and don'ts. At another stage, there are other do's and don'ts. At different levels, according to the person's advancement. Therefore, one should not artificially imitate a very advanced Vaishnava. Or one should not compromise on following the rules and regulations meant for one standard. And one should not fall back to some old standard. So in this way, the acharyas are very carefully given the seed or the methods, plans, ideas, procedures by which one can advance in Krishna Prema and awaken love for God. And those plans, ideas and procedures are all called as the seed of bhakti. So the spiritual master sows the seed of bhakti in the heart of the disciple. That seed is not Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Noi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayo Vodai. So Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema is already there in our heart. And Shravanadi Jal, Shravana and Kirtana is the Jal. By giving to the seed this Jal, the creeper is going to come out. Just as we can get feelings of anger or lust or greed, we can also get devotional feelings. Feelings of servitude, feelings of bliss, feelings of joy, one can experience. But that spiritual experience is only possible when the devotional creeper grows and gradually advances to the stage of love of God. So for that, watering is done by Shravanam Kirtanam, but many other plans, procedures are given by through the Guru and the Acharyas, which are to be very carefully followed, one of which is Upadeshamrita. So, even before one can chant very nicely, one should post oneself on a platform from where one can peacefully call out the holy name. And the platform is Sattvaguna. In Sattvaguna, one's mind is calm, cool and collected. One's mind is steady. One can achieve balance in life. Balance between material duties and spiritual duties. Balance between sadhana and seva. In this way, one can balance very well. Balance is only possible in sattva. So, one should first bring up this platform of Sattvaguna in such a way that one can put oneself in a stable position in spiritual life, and from that stable position one can practice chanting of the holy name very effectively, very powerfully. Just like in a furnace, if you want to boil water or cook something, you have to make sure that you have dry wood and you create a facility by which the fire will arise. Not that you pour a bucket of water. If you pour a bucket of water, everything is finished. Only smoke is left. So therefore, one should adopt these prescriptions and prohibitions given by acharyas for our preparation of our heart or cultivation of our heart, just like you plow the field and put some manure and put the plant, put a fence and give some water regularly, periodically, time to time. All these things we do for a plant. Similarly, for the devotional creeper, we have to do these things. And then the Shravanadi Jal, which is hearing and chanting, will become very steady, effective, fruitful, enjoyable, beneficial, progressive. We can see that. Then the progress in spiritual path is very fast. And eventually, it's only a matter of time, devotee will start getting spiritual feelings in the heart while taking darshan of the deity, while singing, dancing, practicing spiritual life. And that will come to the degree we faithfully follow the instructions of the acharyas. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our